You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I made a mistake, and I'm going to be dealing with it for the rest of my life. What do I do? Let's get into it.
The Bridge Loud.
We're with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Aw, yeah.
We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I made a mistake, and I'm going to be dealing with it for the rest of my life. What do I do? And Glenn, where will we start this off?
Well, we have all, everyone on this show, everybody listening to this show, we have all done something in our past that we regret. And
yeah.
We've all done many things in our past that we regret. And the size of any one individual thing doesn't change that.
Yeah.
We all have that feeling of that we have done something to change the course of our life in some sort of way. But the reality is your hand still holds the pen that writes the future. It's still up to you. But I think we can get lost in that. We look backwards and we get a lot of despair going because it feels like that past then determines one way or another what the future will be. And I think it's important for you to know we sympathize with that. We understand about that. And your past doesn't overwhelm us. It doesn't scare us. We deal with people behind bars. We deal with people dealing with life-crippling addictions that they're struggling with. We're not afraid to get down into that and help you out, and that's what we want to do today.
Indeed it is. And, Jed, One of the things I feel like we spend a significant amount of our time with those folks we're working with is just the basic concept of telling them that there is more life and better life going forward, so you can't just give up here even if you made a big mistake, right?
There's no doubt about it. That is true. There is more life, there is better life moving forward, so don't give up. That is true. We believe that with all our hearts. That said, it's a huge temptation to give up. It really, really is. And I think it's worth noting that giving up is, emotionally at least, often the easier option. If you feel like you're dealing with a lot of heavy consequences, and we're sorry for what you're struggling with. We really, really are. You have our compassion. You have our sympathies. When you feel like I'd give anything to go back and change this, and I can't, it is really easy to want to give up. And again, it's really easy to feel like that would be the easier option. You know, the easier option would be just to decide I can't really have a good life. I can't really have a full life. I'm going to have to kind of settle for, I guess, you know, what I can get by with. And that's just my lot in life. That's who I am now. To give you a preview of the rest of this episode, do not agree with that, like, at all. We believe that there is always something that God has for you. But we don't want to just tell you that and say, take our word for it. We want to do the work to figure out how do we get there. And so I think the question that we want to look full in the face is this game over for you? Is it? And if it's not, why not? What makes it not game over?
Excellent question. That's what we'll spend the rest of the episode on. We'll see you right back here on The Bridge Loud.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Let's rock!
We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I made a mistake, and I'm going to be dealing with it for the rest of my life. What do I do? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed posing us the question that it is the big scary question. It's one definitely worth looking at, and that is this mistake you made, the consequences, does that equal game over?
Right.
What are we going to find when we look that full in the face?
Well, part of what we were saying in that last segment is that your past does not determine your future, and that's absolutely true. But it is also true that your past can put certain limitations on your future. Here's the thing about that. I think we get a way of thinking, I have all these limitations, nobody else does. And that's not often how life is. You may not be able to see other people's limitations, but everyone has limitations. Here's another thing we get into thinking is that I would succeed if I had no limitations. And I'm failing or I'm struggling because I have limitations. A good life is a life with very few limitations to it. That turns out to not be true. Yeah. Our limitations, they present a challenge to us, but it's rising up to that and overcoming that that allows us to achieve greatness. So limitations are part of a person who does great things. And so embracing that and saying, I'm not going to let these limitations hold me back. I'm going to use this as the stair step that I use to rise up.
I think it's a really great point. And Jed, let's apply what Glenn is saying here to a situation. We don't know the exact situation. I'm super a question asker. And again, this applies to a lot of the people we work with in our day job who has maybe more or unique limitations set on their life. How does what Glenn said about limitations in general apply to such a situation?
That's a great question. We can start with the big picture and we can say two things. The first is, if you woke up this morning, your story isn't over yet. That's bottom line. It's up to you whether you're going to do something with the day you've been given. That's a choice for you to make. But you've been given a fresh opportunity if you woke up this morning. That's unavoidable. And also unavoidable, as Glenn is saying, is that literally every person on Earth faces some form of limitations. If you are 5'2 and you want to be a world champion at dunking, that may be hard to pull off. That's just kind of how that works. But then the last thing that's kind of universally true, no matter what, is that a good life and a happy life are going to happen when we work to build that kind of life. Again, the specifics of our situation may inform what that good life looks like for us, what that happy life looks like for us. And that's almost certainly true. You know, if you are 5'2 and you dream of being the world champion in dunking, that may need to be more something that we do for fun as a pastime rather than our primary source of income. That's cool. But we can still work and build a good and happy life. I think the question that we need to look at is, just like Matt, you're saying, practically speaking, how do we do that? How do we actually get to work with our specific limitations and build that good and happy life?
That's a great question. That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
The Lord my God. Consider all the works thy hand has made. I see the storm.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I affirm both of those choices.
I prefer to only pick one.
Ah.
Now, which one? Well, that's up to the listener to decide. We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I made a mistake, and I'm going to be dealing with it for the rest of my life. What do I do? And Glenn, the idea we closed out last time out with was the idea that everybody's life has limitations. And even if your life has maybe more limitations or more severe limitations than others, that doesn't mean you can't build a good life. But how do we get started on that building?
Well, I think part of it is embracing the challenge that those limitations give us. It's saying there's got to be another way to accomplish this same thing. It's one route is closed off to me, but that doesn't mean every route is closed off to me. And it's also about recognizing that learning and taking the different road to get to the same place gives you a strength and a wisdom that you wouldn't have otherwise. I saw a documentary once on the painter Picasso, and they showed him doing a piece of art with a crayon because he wanted to give himself a limitation and could I still make great art with a crayon? That to me just kind of blew my mind that you think great art is when you get like the best paintbrush and the most perfect place to put the canvas and the thing, and you have to optimize everything. And he was getting away from that. He's saying the more I give myself a challenge, it's something to, I have to think differently. I have to use different parts of my brain. I have to work around this problem in certain ways. I think that's where we want to encourage you, is to recognize God always has another way for this to move forward.
It's a great point. And Jed, if we're looking for where those ways to move forward might come, are there some general directions we can point ourselves in?
There sure are. We can definitely give you the ingredients that this good, happy life that you're going to build with all that creativity Glenn's describing, what the ingredient list is going to be there. We want to encourage you to have a life of faith, a relationship between you and God. Absolutely. We want to encourage you to build a community of family and friends and to be an active part of that community. We want to encourage you to give the talents, to use the talents that God has given you, to in some way put those to work. And we want to encourage you to find a way to serve the less fortunate, whatever that means in your situation. There's always somebody worse off than you are, no matter where you go. We believe that with very, very rare exceptions, those things are all possible, at least to some degree for you. And that's really where that creativity that Glenn's describing comes into play, is you say, well, maybe I'm separated from my biological family, but you can still build a community. You still have people around you that you can forge both a family of faith with and real friendships with and invest in that community. And so really to that end, we want to encourage you to take some time this week to think, to pray, to journal, maybe to talk to some of your friends about what are small practical next steps in each of those areas, whether it's that life of faith with you and the Lord, that community of family and friends, serving others, whatever it is. But what are those small practical next steps in each of those areas that you can take?
Exactly right. And if you either don't know where to start on that, or you look at that list and want some help getting moving forward on that, you can always drop us a line at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll be happy to help. Again, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll be right back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Let them flow and cease this pain.
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. For our last segment here, we have an interview with bona fide rock star, a very good friend of ours who one of his current gigs is playing for guys who are on death row. We take you now to Jed's interview with Glenn Kaiser.
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. I am Jed Brewer, and we have a very special guest with us today, international rock star and friend of the show, Glenn Kaiser. Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Well, we are delighted to have you here, and we're looking at a topic that Glenn actually has a lot of expertise to answer based on the work that he does. A listener wrote in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and they say, I made a mistake, and I'm going to be dealing with it for the rest of my life. What do I do? That's a heavy topic, it's a heavy question, but Glenn is actually uniquely qualified to speak to that because Glenn regularly works with men who are not only in prison, but in fact, in many cases, are on death row. And these are folks who, kind of by definition, are dealing with some heavy consequences. Glenn, what do you say to these men that you work with?
The difference between you and me is you got caught and I got saved. And the truth is without Jesus in my life, I should have been dead on several occasions. I did enough dope enough times and took way too much and also tried to kill myself. So the only hope that I ever found in my life is what I share. And that's the hope of a personal relationship with God through Jesus. I asked the Lord into my life after going through all of the mess, broke down. In those moments, who do you have but God? And the scripture says this. Who do I have in all of creation, really, in heaven and on earth? The Lord is my portion. When I finally hit the wall in my own life, sometimes we almost have to get to that place where we're completely shut in and really thinking through, is it possible to have a genuine relationship with God? Does he love me? Will he forgive me? Can I trust him? Then what do I do with my time? And when I've got lots of time, and to me, it comes down to prayer, having the Bible handy to be able to really read and not just read, but as it says, study to show yourself approved, studying God's word, growing in our faith, growing with that sense of hope. And as Paul says in Corinthians, it's faith, hope, and love, and then dealing with your own garbage, dealing with your own mess in your own personal life, and getting rid of that sort of monkey on the back. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I would say, and that I emphasize again and again. The love and the mercy of God for each one of us is this: Jesus died, the godly for the ungodly, the righteous for the unrighteous. Every last one of us have sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, but we absolutely have an everlasting, absolutely loving Father who, believe it or not, even in the circumstances that you might find yourself in, knows the number of hairs on your head. So that relationship with God, that forgiveness, that new life, it can happen even if there's no one but you and God interacting in your life for days, weeks, months, even in some cases, God help us, years on end in incarceration.
Glenn, thank you so much for joining us today on The Bridge Loud.
My pleasure, Jed. My pleasure. Thanks for what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Thank you right back, brother.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.